This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Tina Lang here, the founder of the Postpartum Support Network. Tina, thanks so much for coming in. Give us an idea about the Postpartum Network. Exactly what is its mission and what are your goals?
I founded the Postpartum Support Network last fall. Been wanting to do this for about 15 years or so since I had my first child and encountered postpartum with her. And just over the years have found that it really is a growing issue in the community. We're looking at 1 in 7 women who report postpartum. And in Brevard County alone, that could be up to 12,000 women per year. So there really was no organization dedicated to helping mothers going through postpartum. So we wanted to create a network of therapists that could assist them, peer support, group support, and just educate the community so that we can help reduce the stigma.
And you think if there's 1 in 7 that report, how many are out there that never do seek out? What kind of support can you give folks?
So we've got a group of licensed therapists in the county that have training either in perinatal mood disorders or in women's health overall, women's mental health. And what we want to do is when a mother calls in or emails us, take that opportunity to find out what's going on with them, match them with a therapist that can help them through their situation. And oftentimes the disconnect that we're trying to bridge is that a new mother goes to see their OBGYN after they have their child for postpartum visits, but that OBGYN isn't specializing in mental health. So they're not necessarily looking for the signs of postpartum depression to connect that patient with a therapist. Mm-hmm. So what we're hoping to do in addition to creating this network of therapists is to also help educate the OBGYN community, get them connected to the therapist community so that there's a seamless bridge from the birth of a child to getting some mental health support if you need it.
It's helpful to know that other people have experienced the same thing and to be able to share what you're going through with other folks.
Absolutely. One of the things that we did this year in May was Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week, the first week of May. And we put together a series of videos with local mothers talking into the camera about their postpartum depression experiences and push those out on social media so that hopefully other moms in the community would see those and identify with them, realize that they're not alone and that there is support out there.
And it can often be a vicious circle because you feel like this should be the most joyous time of my life. Why am I feeling this way?
Right. Absolutely. And it's common for about 80% of women to go through the baby blues, which is a more mild form of depression that typically ends within 2 weeks of giving birth. The difference between baby blues and postpartum depression is significant in the sense that postpartum can last up to a year or two following birth and really is a much deeper depression. Sometimes you get intrusive thoughts, not finding joy in everyday life. So it's definitely a much deeper issue.
If someone wanted to get more information about the organization or about how they could get some help, how would they contact you?
Sure. We've got a group on Facebook. Postpartum Support Network is on Facebook, as well as postpartumsupportnetwork.org is our website. And we're happy to help anybody that is in the community and needs some support.
Well, Tina, this is obviously a much needed service, and we appreciate you putting this out there and helping others.
Thank you so much.